Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. On Monday, Epic Games shared a letter from Apple telling Epic to fix its breaches of its developer agreement, or Apple will terminate Epic's membership in the Apple Developer Program on August 28th. Termination would stop Epic from being able to distribute iOS or Mac apps. Epic says this would prevent its Unreal Engine, which is used to power thousands of games, from working on Apple platforms, and asked the court to issue a restraining order against the move. In a statement to The Verge, Apple says, quote, "The problem Epic has created for itself is one that can be easily remedied if they submit an update of their app that reverts it to comply with the guidelines they agreed to and which apply to all developers." Meanwhile, the information sources say Epic Games is attempting to build a coalition of companies critical of Apple's App Store policies and has held preliminary discussions about the coalition with Spotify and Sonos. The Financial Times reports that Oracle may be interested in acquiring TikTok's business in the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and has held its own preliminary talks with TikTok's parent company ByteDance already. The US president issued an executive order last Friday ordering ByteDance to sell its US business within 90 days. Microsoft announced it will end support for Internet Explorer 11 across its Microsoft 365 apps and services on August 17th, 2021. So, you have a year. IE 11 support for Microsoft Teams will go away sooner on November 30th of this year. Sites built for IE can still be accessed in the IE legacy mode built into Edge. Speaking of Edge, the old non-Chromium version of Edge will lose support on March 9th. The messaging app Telegram added an alpha version of video calls to Android and iOS in the US. As with messaging and audio, video calls are end-to-end encrypted. Call participants can confirm a call is encrypted by comparing four emojis shown on screen. The feature also includes picture-in-picture. NVIDIA's cloud gaming service GeForce Now is now available in beta on Chrome OS and uses WebRTC, or Web Real-Time Communications, to stream games in the Chrome browser without needing a dedicated app. However, it doesn't have data server and competitive streaming quality presets that are on the PC version. And although NVIDIA says users need at least 15 megabits per second internet connection to avoid lag, Gizmodo notes that since it can't automatically adjust for poor network conditions, games are pretty much unplayable at 25 megabits per second and lower. Axios's Dan Premack reports that American students are facing a laptop shortage, primarily among low-cost Chromebooks commonly used in K-8 schools. Sales of Chromebooks began to surge as COVID-19 lockdowns began in March, with analysts at NPD Group consistently seeing weekly sales up 20 to 40% on the year, even as analysts at Gartner saw PC shipments increasing much more slowly at 0.8% in Q1 and 3.5% in Q2. Acer America President Greg Prendergast says that there are not even close to enough Chromebooks to meet the demand as schools reopen. Part of the issue is the overall shortage of components for laptops, further disrupting laptop manufacturing capability. Samsung announced it will provide three generations of Android updates to its newest Galaxy handsets, which include the Galaxy S series, Galaxy Note series, Galaxy foldable devices, Galaxy A series, and the Tab S series of tablets, which will all receive Android 11 in September as update number one. Samsung only committed to two generations of Android updates in the past. Apple announced it's renaming its Beats One streaming service to Apple Music One and is launching two new hosted stations within the Apple Music app called Apple Music Hits and Apple Music Country, featuring guests including Meghan Trainor, The Backstreet Boys, and Shania Twain. Amazon announced it plans to fill 3,500 new office-based jobs in its AWS, Alexa, Amazon Advertising, Amazon Fashion, Ops Tech, and Amazon Fresh divisions in Dallas, Detroit, Denver, New York, Phoenix, and San Diego. Of the 900,000 square feet of office space total, 630,000 of that is in New York City's former Lord & Taylor flagship store, which Amazon reportedly purchased from WeWork for more than $1 billion. Amazon is currently still allowing office employees to work from home through January 2021. And finally, Axios' sources say that Snapchat is testing a feature that would let users share Snapchat content off of the platform, even if it isn't their own, such as original shows, content from Discover partners, and Our Stories, which are photos and videos around a particular topic, such as a newsworthy event, submitted from different Snapchatters and curated by Snapchat. All content is said to be hosted on Snap servers and streamed using Snap's media player. Snapchat is also reportedly testing a rebrand of its personalized content feed, currently called For You, renamed Spotlight, featuring content from Snap creators and curated Snapchat stories. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Remember, rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you in advance, and thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Lane. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.